This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Very familiar sound, that oompa, oompa, oompa music. It is time to open the beer garden. And in the beer garden from Vicini Distributing Beer since 1933, fall flavors is what is on our mind tonight. Here he is, your barkeep, the one and only, often imitated, but thank goodness never duplicated, Gene Rubnicki. Good evening.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm so great happy to see you again.
To be here in the beer garden with you and my friend Brooke Franis, our special guest this evening from Stewart's of Beer. We'll get all into that, and we'll explore some non-Oktoberfest fall beer options. If you recall, last year we did an Oktoberfest off.
And, yes, we did.
And this year we're doing the polar opposite. Everything but.
Listen, I alluded to this earlier on my program because you were coming in tonight, and my memories of fall and beer, my father, that local bar, the family, eating Friday night dinner, and he always paired up that fall food with a delicious brew. If there was ever a time on the calendar that beers pair up with food, we're getting into that comfort season right now, are we not?
It's all true. And, you know, I'm getting out of my car to come here, and it's a little bit cooler than it's been, which means it's time for fall beers.
I love fall beers. I love any beer. I love all beer.
Then you'll love these four beers here tonight.
We got four.
That's what we do. That's how we roll.
I need a red carpet for this show.
It's true. Although red carpets wouldn't translate to radio very well, but it would still be.
It's theater of the mind.
All right. Don't get me started. You know that.
Let's get to Brooke and all these good beers.
Yeah, so we have Brooke Franis in the studio this evening. Why? Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Gene.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm even better now that you are here.
Oh, thanks.
Just us three in the studio here alone, and no one else in the studio whatsoever overseeing these proceedings. So Brooke is from Stewards of Beer. That's how I came to know her, I'd say, first. And for our good people at home, what is Stewards of Beer, and what do you do for Stewards of Beer?
Well, at Stewards of Beer, we like to say we're here for your beer. We're basically a company that helps to multiply sampling efforts and brand recognition for brands, breweries, and other craft alcoholic and non-alcoholic products that are distributed in the Pittsburgh area. So if you've ever walked into a grocery store or a beer distributor and you've seen someone offering a sample and some product education about a craft beer, there's a good chance it might have been a member of my team.
It's true, Rob. You know, as a sales representative, I cannot be everywhere at once. I try.
You do your best.
I try very hard. But, you know, so Brooke helps us out massively, the entirety of the beer and beverage industry in Western Pennsylvania, by putting somebody in the unnamed grocery store or distributor to try, sample things out. There's a level of training that goes with that, isn't there?
Yes. Well, I come from an education background. I used to be a teacher in a former life, so that translates heavily into Stewards of Beer as well. We take education very seriously. We make sure that we hire people who are more than just warm bodies to stand behind a table, but they actually know what they're talking about when it comes to craft beer, and that they are excited to educate consumers about the differences, the nuances, the flavor profiles, and, tell people about the product and hopefully convince them you should buy this product because I think you will like it, not just because I'm getting paid to tell you to drink it and buy
it. Nice. This is a perfect note to segue into our first beer. I hope everyone is almost as ready as I am for this first beer.
You were born ready. Crack that beer.
All right, beer number one. Not strictly a seasonal beer, but beer of interest. Just the same, it is a collaboration beer between Von Trapp. Remember them? Remember,
yes.
Sammy Von Trapp?
Yes, the hills are alive. Yes, I do.
Did he sing when he was in the studio?
He called in from Vermont and he did not sing. He didn't have an opportunity to sing because we didn't know this, but Rob knows every line from that movie.
I'm in love with Julie Andrews.
That's impressive.
Here we go. We're cracking the first beer.
Do it. That's fall.
So this is a hybrid style. It is a collaboration between Von Trapp Brewing and the Bissell Brothers. A good chunk of the proceeds go to Veterinarians Without Borders.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're going to get them an electric fence. And it is, as you know, Von Trapp is lager heavy and very Euro heavy. This collaboration is a Czech style amber lager with spruce tips from Maine.
From Maine?
Spruce tips from Maine.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now listen, Lee doesn't want to be on camera, but Lee, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Please go get those two beers and distribute one to yourself and Brooke, because if not, Gene will be off mic and I'll have to kind of corral him to get back into his seat. Thank you, Lee. Much appreciated.
He's seen me rove before, clearly. So the beer is called Pulut Mavi.
What is it?
Polotmavi.
Polotmavi.
It's a Czech word for something or other.
Beer.
For an amber lager with Maine spruce tips. Coming in at 5.5%. No one in this room has ever tried this beer before. It's a one-off. It's a collaboration. And go.
This is the first. Survey says?
It's a nice addition of spruce tips. Spruce tips, as I'm sure you know, is an early colonial additive to beer. When we didn't have hops and they looked around, they learned spruce tips are kind of hoppy-ish. Might even act as a natural preservative. I don't know about that part. But they put some spruce tips in the beer. Benjamin Franklin had a recipe for a spruce-tipped beer. This beer also has spruce tips in it.
Not to be confused with Q-tips.
No, there weren't Q-tips in
there. You could use a Q-tip as a stir. Tell me about this a little bit. You're the expert here. Go ahead.
The thing I was going to say about the spruce tips is it can be a delicate balance when you're brewing a beer with spruce tips, because you can err on the side of making it taste kind of like a pine tree. And that's not really appealing to me. And to me, this is just a nice subtle hint of the spruce tips. More so, it's that bready, caramel, malty, nice backbone. The spruce tips just kind of help add a little bit to the bitterness, I think.
She is good.
Yeah, that's why I brought her.
All right, we're going to go to a break. So if you will, take us to break.
All right, Gene. From Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933, in the Beer Garden with Rob Pratt and Brooke Franis.
Back with
special
more.
Special guest, drinking fall beer.
Vicini Distributing, beer since
1933.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, just take a seat at the bar. Welcome back. We're in the Beer Garden tonight, and Gene Rybnicki is here. And, of course, we are all about beer since 1933, Vincini Distributing. So, once again, let's get back to Gene and Brooke.
Hey, thanks, Rob. It's really great to be here in the Beer Garden with you guys, or Yin's guys, if you so desire.
I miss you. This is the only social life I have.
I miss you. I don't miss you right now, but I'll miss you when I get my car.
Go ahead. Let her rip.
Before the first tunnel, I will miss you.
There you go. The Tunnel of Love.
Beer number two. Is Trogues Leaf Seeker West Coast IPA. So, not every autumnal beer is an Oktoberfest or pumpkin beer. Trogues tries to have an IPA for each season. This is a brand new beer for this season. Trogues Leaf Seeker.
Leaf Seeker.
Leaf Seeker.
Nice.
And it is hopped with Chinook, CTZ, El Dorado, and Citra hops, coming in at 6.4% ABV out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Ooh, it's nice. Pretty bright. Got a little, it's starting to get towards orange, but it's still a
little pizzazz.
Straw color. What say you?
I am always excited to have a new West Coast IPA to try. It's my favorite style. I love that dank, sticky, pininess with a little tropical flavor. So
that's why I like spruce tip. It's like, well, just go there then. Yeah. Just throw the pine in the damn thing. Throw some pine cones in there.
You realize how many people are impressed right now listening to this, thinking
like you, one.
I am. Pratt's actually got some good people on the air tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, what are you saying about previous guests?
Well, they didn't bring beer.
Oh, not in the beer garden guests. Yeah, they can't all be in the beer garden. No. So, I'm going to take a sip now.
Mazel tov.
Sorry, I cheated. You can't expect me to hold on to a West Coast IPA for that long without sipping it.
What is it about West Coast? Why West Coast? Weather? What is it?
Well, I only know about the beer style.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the way, the climate, how it relates to how the hops are grown, the hops that grow well in that climate tend to be used in a lot of beer styles brewed on the West Coast, and they all just kind of have that characteristic in common of that really bitter flavor. Like when I do beer samplings, a lot of people say to me, I don't like IPAs. And what they're really telling me is, I don't like bitter beers. And I always tell them the same thing. Don't give up on them so soon. They don't all taste the same. There's a lot of variety to an IPA. I personally tend to like this really bitter, you know, punch you in the palate kind of style, but I didn't always. I also used to turn my nose up at a really bitter beer, but now I'm more so opposite end of the spectrum.
Historically speaking, at one point in time, IPA was like a light switch. It was binary. It's an English style. It was made with East Kent Goldings and Fogel's hops. It was a distinct English style. Craft brewery revolution comes to this country. First thing brewers have to do is learn every style around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is starting to tweak those styles. So the Northwest Pacific Rim turns out is an excellent place to grow hops. And the terroir, I said terroir, you generally are impressed when I say that.
I still am impressed when you say that.
Imparts very specific flavors to the hops. Very specific hops grow well there. And this was the first divergence, first major divergence from an English IPA. And it had more, like most American things, more. It's hoppier, it's more bitter, has a little more alcohol. You know what? The body is probably a little bit lighter than a lot of English IPAs, but it's almost there.
Let's just a little mutual admiration here, Brooke. What Vincini Distributing has done for this industry is phenomenal. I mean, they really are that pathway for so many. For my children in their 20s and 30s, they really have been on the cutting edge, have they not?
They have, yeah. They definitely have a lot of great people in their company, great beers in their portfolio, great connections to the community, for sure.
And hey, what a lovely segue this turns out to be. Other reason Brooke is here is that we are doing a joint venture. We are restoring Craft Beer School at the Greer Cabaret Theater in the Cultural District.
When's that?
I'll get there. The first one, you know, there's still a couple tickets available.
I might just have to buy one.
October 28th. Don't be going to Ohio that night, Rob.
That's Tuesday. I'm on the air, but maybe we can work on it.
All right. The one after that is November 18th. It's excellent. It's extremely cool. And I'm glad that we're having this opportunity to get to do this again.
Yeah, it's cool. So what is it? What's it all about?
It's about beer, all about beer, Craft Beer School. It's like this, only you get to touch things and we're on stage, so we can't hide behind microphones or put our hand in front of a camera or anything like that.
Gene, do you think it's fair to categorize it as craft beer edutainment?
Without a doubt, yeah. The very fact that it is in the cabaret, it's in a cabaret theater, adds a cabaret vibe, and you're drinking beer with the audience.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, they're not quiet watching us dance, because nobody would pay for tickets
after
for that.
A couple of beers. I'm sure you could dance.
Yeah, so anyway, we did an episode about my old boss Tony Nippling.
Yeah,
in addition to starting in the beer garden, he started Craft Beer School way back in the day.
No kidding.
He approached Susan Sternberger, who called in. She was running the theater at the time. I forget her exact job title. But he reached out to her and said, hey, they had just started doing a wine tasting thing. And a wine tasting class. I don't know what they call it. It's wine. I don't know.
I know what you
mean. So he said, hey, how about if we did it like a beer school? Because he really went out. He's a missionary. I said that before. He did a lot of the heavy lifting that everybody in Western Pennsylvania might not even know that he did, but they get to coast a little bit because Tony did all the heavy lifting way back in the day. So we're restoring Craft Beer School to its original glory.
Nice.
And then he knocks on wood.
Which hasn't happened since pre-COVID, right?
Pre-COVID, yeah.
It's been about 5-year hiatus.
Last one was mid-February, the third week of February.
And it was an extremely popular series that sold. It was sold as a subscription package, like that matched the school year, and
sold out in three days on the average.
Sold out very quickly, and people that we've talked to at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust have said repeatedly the number one question that they get asked from patrons is, "When is Craft Beer School coming back?"
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really
so the answer
excited.
To the question?
Yes, sir.
October 28th.
October 28th.
But it's a Tuesday. You got to work. Why don't you call off sick or something?
How do they get tickets?
Through the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust website.
Trustarts.org sounds right.
Yes, that is right. That is right.
Trustarts.org.
Yeah.
before we get to a break, and we're going to be taking one in about 90 seconds, I just want to get a quick question. So you're the youngest person in the room. You graduated from high school in 94, the great community of Elwood City. You are the youngest person in the room. When did this whole phenomenon start? When did this, I've been working every day for my entire life, it seems like. I kind of missed the train. When did this whole craft beer IPA thing, when did this all start?
You should be asking one of the older people in the room, not the youngest. I think he's been around a lot longer.
So, sir?
1979.
Oh, come on.
The laws changed. Taxation on homebrewing, the laws affecting taxation on homebrewing changed and made it more favorable for more people to brew. Jimmy Carter signed it into law. It was a little rider on a bigger bill. I can look that up during the commercial break. But that was the beginning of it all.
Now I know, so I'm glad you answered that. Tell everybody who's in the studio with us tonight, and we'll take a break.
We got Brooke Franis in the studio with us in the beer garden, talking craft beer school, talking fall beers, Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. We'll be right back with more of In the Beer Garden, Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933, and your host, Gene Rybnicki, or some call him Eugene Rybnicki.
Cheers.
Back with more in a moment.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933, back with your Pratt Pack, and here he is, your host, Gene Rybnicki.
Hey, we're going to cut straight to the next beer.
That's a good idea.
Haste makes waste, Robert.
I understand. Believe me, we don't want to waste a single drop.
And if your good ears at home heard that crack-a-lack, you know it is the distinct opening of an East End Big Hop Harvest Ale.
They're good.
They're good.
They are good.
This is one of my favorites, too.
Is it?
People ask me all the time, what's your favorite beer? And I'm like, I can't answer that. But then you put it in front of me, and I go, oh, this is one of my favorites.
I'm a sucker for a wet hop.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them. They were hip for a moment, and then they're hard to make.
Right.
You end up wasting a lot of liquid in the process of making them, and they're difficult to
make.
What
type of a hop is it? You said wet?
Wet hop.
Wet, okay.
It's wet hop.
As in W-E-T.
Correct.
Okay.
So you add hops to beer. Hops are the spice. Generally, those hops are dried and preserved, and nowadays even mostly like pelletized because they oxidize very quickly. So a wet hop comes straight off the bine and is added to the beer. In this case, it's Hop Stop Farms in Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been?
No, but I know of it.
I've seen the exit for Sandy Lake.
But
I've been there. Yeah.
Well, I'm making
a point. 79, right?
Yep.
So you are a person that knows beer. You are a connoisseur. So what makes this one of your favorites? What is it?
I think the freshness. Like I said, with the Trogs beer, I'm a sucker for a nice hoppy bitter beer. Big Hop, East End's Big Hop year-round beer is one of my favorites anyway. So when they can kind of improve on that with the seasonality of it, I think something that Gene didn't mention, why wet hop. Another reason why wet hop beers are harder to make is because hops can only be harvested at a certain point in the year. So you have a limited time frame in which to get that special extra ingredient. So anything that kind of improves upon an already delicious great beer and makes it just kind of has that fresher quality, that juiciness, that again, more of that like stickiness.
It's almost more vegetal.
Yeah.
Like it tastes more live.
Yeah. Now, for those of us at home who are kind of being graded on a curve, the vegginess, what do you mean by that?
Vegetal.
Okay, vegetal. What is it?
Well, you can either take a sip or you can just take my word for it.
I'll take your word for it. I have to steer the Starship Enterprise till 10 o'clock tonight.
So, yeah. Well, it's just more lively. You know, hops add bitterness. Hops add floral. They can be piney. It could be citrusy. It could be tropical. But there's a certain, like, living element. You know, I don't want to compare it to biting into a piece of broccoli. Maybe there's like if you eat a freeze-dried version of a vegetable versus the vegetable, it's the difference of that.
Gotcha.
That would be the good
that
comparison.
That makes sense.
That's a hell of a question. You must stump me, Rob. Try harder next time. So this, they have the big, they make the big hop.
Okay.
But once a year, they boogie up 79, grab some hops, some wet hops straight off the vine, and put it in the beer. And you have to.
Timing's everything.
Yeah. It's unless you're going to cure the hops, they start to get funky very quick. They start to oxidize. They start to head south. So you basically have to like pick them, do something with them.
Like here and now.
In this case, put it in the beer.
So, Brooke, do you think these beers, it's one flavor more so than another, or it's the bouquet that really attracts people, multi-flavors with these beers that make them so successful?
I think it could be either. I think that's one of the beautiful things about beer is that, like I said before, on my journey to becoming an IPA lover, they're not all the same. Just because a beer is labeled as a certain style doesn't mean it's going to taste like another beer of that same style from another brewery, because it's so nuanced based on the hops they use, the malts they use, the proportions they use, the, you know, just the recipe in general. There's just so much nuance to it. So I think some of it has to do with the ingredients, and some of it has to do with the combination, and some of it just has to do with the experience that you're having when you're enjoying that beer, who you're with, what you're eating with it. Just, it's just a never-ending exploration of your palate and your senses and your enjoyment of it.
Hmm. So now, final word on this beer, okay. Or maybe not the final word. We'll see how many more words we have.
You have three sips left, so you have three words.
Those are my three words. No.
See, he doesn't miss anything.
Two years in a row, this beer in my hand right here was voted by the good and obviously intelligent and tasteful and tactful readers of USA Today.
Wow.
Amongst all the fall seasonal beers across the great United States, 2 years in a row, number one.
Whoa.
And you met Scott. He's a good guy. We should have called him. But
whoa.
We have Brooke instead today.
Whoa. That's massive.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Think of all the breweries. Think of all the beers those breweries make for fall, all the pumpkin beers, all the Oktoberfests, blah, blah, blah. This is the number one fall beer 2 years in a row, according to the good readers and voters of USA Today.
You know, one of the things that I have been really working very hard at, trying to make people understand that beer really does go well with food. Everybody has their preconceived notion that it's wine, but beer really, I mean, that's how I grew up. My mom and dad always split a beer at dinner time, more so than an adult beverage such as a fine wine or good spirits. Beer and food really do go hand in hand. And I see the younger generation buying into that with burgers and chops and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I love one of my favorite pairings is a nice juicy hamburger, preferably with blue cheese on it.
Yep.
And a nice, a really bitter hoppy IPA.
Mm.
It's one of my favorite beer and food combos.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I can't argue that. I'm trying to think of one of my favorites. I could also go Pilsner. I'm biased. Is there food? Let's have beer with this. It'll go.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up tonight with Brooke. But we still have a segment to go, so don't touch that dial, because Gene Rybnicki from Vincini Distributing, beer since 1933, is in the house.
In the beer garden.
That's exactly where we are. Do I have to clean up after you all leave?
Vice versa.
I'm going to start flickering these lights. Last call. Stay with us.
We'll you don't know what's in this cooler, Rob.
Oh, I can only imagine. All right, stay with us. More to come in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back. Vincini Distributing beer since 1933. And you weren't even born then. Neither was I. But a lot of these beers and their history have been around a long, long time, Gene.
It's all true. West Coast IPA had not been invented at that point. But the IPA had been, and I'm sure this Czech lager had also.
We should remind everyone who our guest is and who she represents.
It's Brooke Franitz. She represents two things at this juncture.
That's right.
Stewards of Beer, and she is my accomplice, the yin to my yang. That's order to my chaos for Craft Beer School.
That's more appropriate. That's what I'm expecting.
And being that she can drink, I'm sure it helps her kind of relate to some of the things that go through your mind from time to time. You know, you missed your calling. You should be a stand-up comedian. You should be working like at Chuckles in San Diego this weekend or something, you know?
I was thinking I'm more of a funny bone guy.
Yeah. Much better. Touche.
A two-drink minimum.
Yeah, man. Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. Enough funny business,
Speaking
Rob.
Speaking of beer being around a long time.
Yeah. Weyerbacher.
I got to be honest with you. I still love beer in a bottle, man. There's something about it. Ooh, that's
true. I like the way the sun affects it and how it oxidizes quicker.
I know.
And how,
I know.
We've how been dissatisfying the sound listen, when you crack it open.
Listen.
You and know, how you can use it in a bar fight.
Listen, I do not recommend this at home. Do not do this, but I'm a product of the 60s. And when you grew up in the 60s, your dad had that little beer and, you know, cutting grass or at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and he'd let you take a little swig of it. And I always thought people who drank beer in a bottle were kind of sophisticated, you know? It was just a cool thing.
And I will say at that time.
Right.
To justify your experience.
Thank you, sir.
Because that's why I'm here. That was before they invented space-aged polymers and resins to coat the inside of the can to make the beer not taste like metal. So back in the 60s, 70s, wow. 80s, and 90s, if you drank a beer out of the can, it was mostly not the best beer on the planet. And it tasted like metal because there was nothing between the beer and the metal. Now, through the miracle of science.
It is a miracle of science.
Food science.
All of this stuff is the miracle of science, but drinking it is really the miracle.
Sanctify.
Do it.
Oh, well done. I did not have high hopes for that noise coming from a bottle top.
You got to work it.
He's ambidextrous. He can open a bottle with either.
Last but by no means least, we are getting a true seasonally appropriate beer. Well, they're all seasonally appropriate, but stereotypical. This is a pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin?
Yeah, it's a pumpkin ale. It's an imperial pumpkin ale.
There was no way you were going to leave this building with the month of October and not do something that had pumpkin connected to it.
Sure there was.
Really?
But not today.
Lee, if you don't mind,
sir. This is a almost mahogany-hued ale. Whenever you see the word imperial in front of a beer or in front of a beer style, that means stronger, more.
What is it again?
Imperial.
Imperial.
So this is an Imperial Pumpkin Ale. It's 8% alcohol by volume. From our friends at Weyerbacher on the other side of the state in Easton, Pennsylvania. Ever been to Easton, anybody?
I can tell you who's from Easton, though.
Go ahead.
Larry Holmes,
it's
the former
true.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
It's all true. And there's a, the Crayola Museum is there.
Get out.
I wouldn't, you can't make that
now, see,
up.
That would be worth the price of admission. I would love to go see that.
Yeah.
And have one of these beers while I'm there.
Yeah.
It would have to be fall. They have other beers for the rest of the seasons. But Weyerbacher, they're almost OG. They're mid to late 90s. I want to say 96, 97, they got the ball rolling in terms of making beer.
It was 95.
Ooh, 95.
She shoots and scores.
I did my homework.
You did.
Jeez.
Which makes this their 30-year anniversary, right?
There you go.
My math right? Yeah. Wow.
And she does. With and it. She's a math teacher.
Yeah.
Teachers are everything.
I'm not.
Everything
I was an English
right
teacher, not math.
And it's funny because I had Sue Weyerbacher in my car.
Did you?
Yeah, she was riding shotgun. We went for a ride out one time. So, pretty darn OG. They're best known for making big beers. Have you ever had a blithering idiot?
No, but I've been called that a couple of times.
And Sue
sure
actually
Gene
called her.
Too.
Yeah. Not to my face.
This is historic stuff. I'm telling you. You brought your A game tonight, both of you.
That's how we do. It's beer.
Go ahead.
We're gonna actually try this beer now.
Try that beer
sorry,
now.
I already did.
That's all right. It's totally okay. I'm getting some spice in the nose.
Only because I would never want to cut you off in mid-sentence. We have 1 minute left in the broadcast.
Oh, geez, so Louise.
Do what you need to do, sir.
It tastes strong. It tastes like a pumpkin beer.
Nice. It's smooth, though. It's not... It's boozy, but it doesn't strike you as boozy.
And it's well-spiced. It's not over the
yes.
top.
It's not a cinnamon bomb.
No.
Some pumpkin beers can
and it has the malt underbody. It's got a yeah. good infrastructure to support all that other stuff that's going on.
Please don't be away this long ever again. I missed you.
I missed you too. I don't know what we're drinking next, but we'll find out. Maybe she'll bring Brooke. Did
yeah.
you like this, Brooke? Did you have a good time?
She can. I think
a mouthful of beer. Yeah, this is fun.
I think that's the best time to ask questions.
Co-host, maybe
we're
talking.
In the beer garden. We're talking fall beers. We're talking Craft Beer School. We're talking Stewards of Beer. We're talking Brooke Franis. We're talking Rob Pratt.
But we're always talking Vincini Distributing.
Always talking Vincini Distributing Company. Beer since 1933.
Man, I got to tell you, and there wasn't even a cover charge for this show tonight. Pretty good stuff. All right, Brooke, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And to that other guy, Lee. Lee, thank you too, sir. We appreciate everything. Stay with us. The news coming up, and what a night we have for you with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Vicini Distributing Company. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.